Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got JB Fresh. I'm keeping you in the studio. I ain't gonna do the Marvin Sapp thing. I ain't gonna tell DJ Brother Z to close the door.
Close the door.
We will. We'll close the door.
Close the door now.
We gonna get our money.
Ain't trying to, but like I said, Dad's on duty in the building. JB Fresh, a DJ, a community member, an active community member. Dad's on duty.
Business professor.
Coming. Hey, look, asking for brothers to come out and work with the youth. And that's the one thing that we need the most is a lot of our male, black male ideas to be incorporated into the public school system. And I appreciate you for organizing and gathering those ideas together because we need agencies like that to be visible, be present in the schools.
It's just pure manhood, man. Just manning up, pure manhood. And, you know, we try to put as much emphasis on our young boys, but we fail to realize how much the young female students need that positive manhood, mm-hmm. that interaction, things of that nature. You know, if you're a father, man, and, you know, your daughter's not hugging you or something, man, you know, there's a disconnect there.
Right.
You know, that should be something that should be kind of like a thing, you know, as a mm-hmm. dad, especially with the female students. And then in the schools, you know, it's a lot of female students that's causing the fights. They the ones bringing the knives sometimes.
Man.
Selling the weed, so you know they trying to get up there with the fellas, man. Just girls out in the streets with Cartiers,
yeah. Sexy Red.
Yeah, they starting early.
That lifestyle that they promoting.
Start early.
Gang.
Twerking on cars.
Oh wow! At the red light.
At the red
twerking
light.
On the headlight.
Yeah, in a stolen Kia Nissan.
That's why we need dads on duty. I'm trying to tell you, we got Flyer John on the lines. How you doing, Flyer John?
What up? Looking at my commercial shot. It's
hey.
The linear tool. Look at this shot. Look at this.
John, people pay for that, man.
Hey, what you doing? What you doing, John? What you out in the market hall? He calling from the window.
Do you got Millennium Tour tickets?
What you doing? I don't even know. We can't give away no Millennium Tour tickets.
He's supposed to be one to promote. He's supposed to be looking out for the host.
Oh, he doing Millennium.
He ain't going to even be at the show.
Tell the Millennium Tour people to call the Tory Lowe Show so they can call and see what they can do with Anthony.
Look. All you got to do is download. I'm going to give you a number you can call and speak to them. So, see, look, this is one dude with the green hoodie on.
Hey, Flyer John is a Milwaukee legend, by the way.
I'm holding back.
He out here promoting, I guess. But like I said, I salute to Flyer John because, like I said, he's a Milwaukee legend. Been out here for a long time. They call him to get out here and promote.
That's what I'm going
to
be for Halloween.
Flyer John.
I'm going to be you for Halloween, man.
Oh, wow.
I just got to get the tooth right.
Oh, wow. You going to be Flyer John for Halloween? Like I said, for those that's listening outside of Milwaukee, Flyer John is somebody that goes around and they use
staple
him to promote.
Staple in the community.
Staple in for a long time. Before it was TikTok. Social media.
He was social media.
Yeah, he was the one that was out there letting everybody know what was going on in the neighborhoods, what big events was going on. So he kind of stopped by. We got a big glass outside the studio.
What's wrong with that?
He kind of stopped when he got out here flyer in the community. He stopped through.
30 years.
For a long time.
And he still got enough hair in the back to get the airbrush. Yeah.
Every time he do an event, he get it cut in his head.
Yeah, he said that's real estate. They pay $125 for that, don't they, John?
Damn. What? All right, well, look. We got some more news that I want to get into. JB Fresh, you sticking around?
Yeah, man, you got me for a little while. I do actually have to go to Lloyd Barbie School. They having a Dunkin' with Dads event at Lloyd Barbie. Shout out to my parent coordinator over there, Miss Blakely. That's over on Titania in the Garden Homes neighborhood. So we got events going on.
Well, we got a story that I want to talk about since we're talking about Milwaukee Public Schools. There's a situation where bullying concerns at Oak Creek. Oak Creek parent kept their 12-year-old son home from middle school due to bullying. This story came out a couple days ago. And when we talk about dads on duty, you know, people being present to kind of counter some of the bullying ideas that happen on a day-to-day basis, I think that right now we have to train our youth on how to deal with nuisance.
Conflict resolutions.
Right. So.
Accountability. Things of that nature. So, like, me as a dad, I wouldn't have done that, mm-hmm. you know, because now as a mom, what did you really teach your kid, you know, to run away from all the problems he's facing? And then, you know, like, Tori, you a little bit older than me.
Right.
Like, what would you tell your mom or dad that you was getting bullied back in the 80s?
I'm going to tell you what my granddaddy told me. He said, if you come home and they beat you up, you're going to get beat up at the house. Like, I mean, I guess that was the way Damn. It was. Now they got CPS now, you know. But what I'm saying,
my mama made me go back and fight.
They said, hey, you got to stand your ground. And I taught my son how to box, how to wrestle. I teach my children how to fight. You know, not for to just attack.
To defend themselves.
But I always teach them the art of just discipline and combat. So if just in case they get into a situation, you know what I mean? And I don't go all deep in it. I just teach them the basics, the raw basics. Most kids, all they need to know is a few combinations, a few grappling combinations, and that'll do for a child. You know, and if they want to elaborate and take it serious and they grow an interest, right. then I'll feed into that. But I always teach them combinations, how to throw in combinations, how to protect themselves, block, and then if they get on the ground, how to grapple. I teach them like 5 or 6 grappling techniques on how to deal with it when they're on the ground. And so that's what I do. So that way they have the confidence if they're approached
right.
by somebody that is trying to bully them. They know that they can take care of themselves. They know that they can handle themselves. And I think that many times we got to teach our children how to handle themselves in tough situations because, we always want the honor roll. We want good things to take place. But what happens when somebody, tries to enter their space?
I just had two daughters suspended, yeah. man. So I just had two daughters suspended over the last 2 months. But they got in trouble at school. They didn't get in trouble at home.
Right.
Due to similar situations as you was elaborating on. I don't want right. to get into details.
Right.
But my children know to protect themselves and be justified in what they're doing. And, you know, you do enough to make sure that you get your point across or you got your safety or that person's not going right. to do what they did to you again.
And that's a part of education as well and the discipline too because learning how to protect yourself is a wonderful self-esteem thing that they can understand if they get in a tough situation, they have ideas in there to maneuver. And that's it. That's all you want to do is make sure that they have the idealisms just in case somebody wants to. My son, Maurice, I got a call from the school, and a student tried to, while he was getting on the bus, pulled him off the bus by his book bag and snatched him. Mm. And so I got a call that the students got hit so hard that they had to call the paramedics. And I already knew that my son was not aggressive like that. He was on the response. I said, what did that child do to my son?
And that's one big issue right now where we're dealing with as far as transparency with schools. You hear a lot of situations where the teachers or principals may try to hide certain things.
Right.
And in this situation with my younger daughter, the boy actually spit on my daughter. So I would have been more mad at my daughter if she didn't go handle her business letting somebody, because that's the ultimate sign of disrespect right. almost in a sense. So
it is.
I teach my kids survival. So whatever that means, even when my son was here in Milwaukee and starting to learn how to drive, he went to a private school, so of course he's, hanging with kids that's in a suburban area. I said, man, you be careful at those people's houses. You don't look like them. Your only goal is to wake up tomorrow. You get arrested, don't try to be no hero, anything of that nature. You call me, I'll get you out. Stay alive.
Yep.
Stay alive.
I always told my son, like I said, if you're on the right side, don't worry about it. We gonna handle it. But if you ever get out here and embarrass this family, you on your own. We don't do that.
100%.
I'm not accepting none of it. I don't teach you that. And if you get out here and do something that I don't teach you to do, that's your, you got to eat that. So I'm going to prepare you for what's out here. I'm going to prepare you.
You got to take accountability.
But like I said, if you misuse the teachers or you decide to go off on your own and do something that we don't practice, then you on your own. Don't call me. But if you out here and it's righteous, I got you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to put everything up that I got for that. But I'm not going the opposite end.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna have to don't use your one phone call for me. If you own the worst end of it, if you created the worst end,
right?
Because I can't do that. I got to set that standard for everybody to follow. You know what I mean?
But some people don't get that, so that's why the guardrails are off.
Mm-hmm.
Or and then also too, that's why you get so much looseness and accountability these days,
because
those guardrails haven't been put in place. I didn't grow up with a father.
Right. Well, I didn't either.
But I still had men mm-hmm. in my life. But then also, too, as a young man, back in those days, you look up to the older man for the integrity, man. I used to look up to the cats in the barbershop right. and my uncles coming around in them big old long Cadillacs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It mm-hmm. was just the symbolism, how they carried themselves. You know, they might not have been the most legally economic cats, but you know what I'm saying? It was still a stature, a standard. They handle themselves with dignity. They always look nice, smell mm-hmm. good. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why you doing dads on duty.
That's why I tried to be in the building,
right.
man.
Right, I'm just saying.
But like what I learned, though, as a teacher, though, the impact is bigger than the students. So that's what made me get more into fatherhood and family engagement and say if I can try to quell the problems before they even come in this building, maybe we can have a better learning environment.
I'll say this, especially in public schools and it's a lot of things that can take place during the day. Different kids coming from different backgrounds. A lot of times coming in angry, maybe.
Like I said, you don't know what they went through
last
night.
You don't know. That, like you said, it was exhausting to you, and you was there trying to teach. So you don't know what they coming into the school from. But if you're a child and you're sitting and they're your peers, ain't no telling what the battle is going to look like from that standpoint.
Well, that's why you got to still put it back on the parents at some point.
Right.
Is you're giving me this child for 8 hours a day, right? So for the other, 16 or what, 24 hours in a day? So, yeah, the other 16, they with you. So what are you doing with those other 16 hours? We understand that you got to work and you may have other kids, things of that nature. But what are you instilling in this child before they come here? And not just when you say instill, we talked about values, but what nutrition are you putting in this child? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because the school lunches right. and breakfast ain't enough.
Man,
we just talked
about that. That the school lunch is trash. We got some schools
that's getting better now. They're starting to start
back
cooking.
School.
Yeah, most schools got the most.
You got some schools some that schools are starting to get
kitchens. Yeah, they're getting kitchens. They're getting real kitchens again. Because I remember coming to school in the mornings, man, that bread smell back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
When they cookies.
I still can't find the granola that they had.
Oh,
breakfast.
That's the central office.
I'm talking about that they have for breakfast, that so, granola.
One thing at central office, you know, is probably y'all can come in
my whole life.
They got the school to transition program. So a lot of the students with special needs, things mm-hmm. of that nature, that are on the spectrum, autism, they actually learning how to cook food.
Oh, wow.
They handling money. They doing customer service. You know what I'm saying? Preparing food. So they're actually learning real job skills based on their conditions. Maybe a little bus picking up, man, they ride around and offer people, you know, to buy the snack cart and stuff like that, man. But we love seeing them kids, man. We tip them and everything, you know what I'm saying? But they actually working the physical kitchen right on Valit.
That sounded powerful. It sounded powerful, JB.
And we're going to have them at Dads on Duty.
We got a Security Mike on the line. Security Mike, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Terry, you're so right about that, man, because I had got bullied when I was coming up. And what my uncle, because he wasn't a father in my life, but my uncle was like, got me, you know, when he rode in that Bragg and Brooks boxing gym. Mm.
Bragg and Brooks, right on 4th and North Avenue.
Bragg and Brooks was right past Godfield over there where the old St. Francis Church is. Mm-hmm. And once I learned the 1-2-1-2, mm-hmm. 1-2-1-2-1-2-3, and then the head movement,
facts.
Dude that bullied me twice. The third time, and I had that little training, I put it on him, I put it on him.
Hey.
And that's all you really gotta. That's all you really gotta know is the 1-2, like you said, throwing combination.
Yep.
And that head movement, and you good.
You good.
You know, and that's
you gotta know where to punch though.
You said it just
right
like
the nose.
I was a product of that.
Nose and eye.
Well, I, and like I said, these are things that you gotta equip the kids with. When you're talking about dealing in big situations where there's plenty of kids that's coming from different backgrounds, that confidence that they have when they know that they can protect themselves, they actually are there more and they pay more attention to.
Got
to
be careful with
what's
that
going
now.
On in class. No, what I'm saying is it depends on the leadership. You can only go as far as the leader, and then you get the bad apples. You get the sometimes you know. I remember
I seen some girls that be on that like as a kid, and mm-hmm. then still when they.
But then that's a reflection on the parent.
That's well true. Could be the parent, could be the environment.
All right, but I'll say this. I know a lot of mothers that tried to work hard to get their children in a certain space and they still had to deal with, you know, one child maybe doing something that they didn't teach. And you if you can get every last one of your children in the right direction, that's a blessing. But you're gonna get peer pressure nowadays is around the clock.
It's happening in the house because there's going to be one kid that's going to feel left out and one kid got to do something for attention because the other kid's shining and, you know, it happened in the crib.
But like I said, we got to make sure that we can do the best we can. Sometimes it's out of your control. Everything is not 100%. It probably can get up to 80%. But like I said, that's why you give the knowledge. And it's like going to work. I tell people go to work all the time. You don't act at work how you act at the house. You go into the hospital. You automatically know it's rules here. So once you can install the rules and the guidelines to children, they even if they do go outside of those rules and guidelines, they know exactly what
they know how to behave. They know how to behave because I don't know. It still used to be a little petty joy of mine, man, seeing kids get hit in the stores, man, in the supermarkets. But then now they taking it too far. Now you got mamas calling their sons B-words and all that. And then, like, how do you intervene in that?
I don't know. I'm hearing some sounds. But what I'm saying is, when we're talking about the youth, there's no one full way to really kind of govern when you have the peer pressure. I remember as good as I tried to be as a father, I saw my son come in, and he was sagging a little bit. You know, what is that?
The noise is from these glasses. You can hear that from over there?
Yeah.
All coming into the thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is I've met mothers who've done their best and their child went on to do great things. I met people with two parents and then they had problems. It's just trying
or vice versa.
Facts.
I didn't have a mother. I didn't meet my dad till I was 30 and I'm standing here in front of you right now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I was raised by my grandmama. And so you can't assume that everybody had the leave it to beaver lifestyle. Hey, you know what I mean? That's why I don't walk around. I'm from the block, so I'm always be in the streets. I don't see why people are afraid of their own people sometimes. But a lot of times some people get too far away from, you know, and then they come back with the security, but they want to run the neighborhood.
The security and the judgment.
Right. So, hey.
You got to see what's going on in these conditions, man. This stuff doesn't happen overnight.
Well, we got Lana on the lines. We're going to take Lana before we run the break. Lana, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Lana?
I'm all right. How y'all two kings is doing?
Hey, sister.
Hey, it's Puff.
That's right, ain't it? Hey, JB Fresh, keep up the good work, and thank you very much for what you're doing, because when you gave an example of how you approached that student that was smoking, you didn't just go at that student. You know, you approached him like what you call carefrontation. Instead of confronting him, it was carefrontation.
I like that.
And so, yeah, you know, and so it's like how you approach, you know, a student sometimes, how they, you know, respond, you know, or react. So, you know, people have to be very conscious of that, too. And thank you, Tori, for having JB Fresh on here so that people can, you know, learn that you don't have to be talking at, you know, students. You got to meet them where they're at. Talk with them, you know. They can feel like they're somebody. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Lana, for tapping in. Hey,
appreciate that.
When we come back, we got to run the break. Oh, well, before we run the break, it's about that time.
One call, that's all.
Hey, look, now is your chance to win our One Call That's All 5K giveaway. Yes, this is your chance to win $5,000. Be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Call right now. Caller number 10, 833-212-1017. You'll be entered in to win $5,000 for our $5,000 Gruber Law Office giveaway right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Again, caller number 10 will be entered in to win our Gruber 5K giveaway. 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com for official contest rules. Visit 1017thetruth.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Congratulations to Eddie.
Huh?
Eddie, you'll be entered in to our Gruber 5K giveaway. Entered in to win. Eddie, call number 10. Oh, wow. Hey, look, for official contest rules, visit gruber-law.com. Visit 1017thetruth.com. I see Eddie finally got in there. Let's get Eddie on the lines. Eddie.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Eddie? I guess you finally, after all these years, you finally became caller.
Finally.
After all these years.
I got to be honest. I thought I was being discriminated against.
Oh, wow.
You know, Tory. I thought every time they read the call ID and go, oh, it's Eddie, we're not going to give this to Eddie, right?
No, it ain't
so
even like that.
Time,
it's 100 on this show.
I don't know.
Nah.
I got to be honest.
You were striking out.
Statistically?
You were striking out.
300 times a year for 5 years, hey, Tory? What's the math on that?
How many times you played the lottery?
I don't play the lottery.
Okay.
I'm not a fool.
That's why.
I don't play the lottery.
Okay. So, like I said,
never win.
It ain't no guarantee. It's just the luck of the draw.
I got it. So hey. I'll tell you something. Well, when David Gruber gives me the $5,000, I'll take you and Fresh and Z out for steaks at the Capitol Grill, okay? You got my word. So, Tory, let me just say, I've done it once, Tory. I'll do it again. Let me just say that every class, let's say a classroom is 30 kids, half boys, half girls, 15 boys, 15 girls. There's always one bully of boys and one girl who's just plain bitchy. Let's be honest about it. So in any given school, you've got about 8 or 10 bullies, all right? And I'm talking about, you know, an elementary school or junior high, something like that. There's only one way to handle it, and I know this, is to top the bully and beat him at his own game. All the stuff my Catholic mom taught me about trying to have love and understanding and turning the other cheek just doesn't work. It just invites more abuse. You gotta learn how to fight, and you gotta take these guys down. I've done it myself. It's the only way to really handle it.
Mm.
For both boys and girls. For both boys and girls. Because today, you get on the YouTube, you get on these podcasts or X, girls are fighting just like the guys. And some of them can really throw it out, Tory. Throw it out.
Hey, I'm not going to push back against it. I see it all the time.
I know. It's kind of a sad world. And the sick thing about it is, once you're out of high school several years, let's say you run into somebody at a restaurant or a bar, and they were an absolute jerk to you in high school or junior high or at a party, people change. I mean, the kind of guys who were absolute jerks in high school are mellow now. I'm not mellow. I never grew up. But they're mellow. You see what I mean? They've changed. Their husbands, their fathers have got mortgage payments and a job. People change. So I think, you know, with your youth and all these hormones, if you're bent a certain way, you got a chip on your shoulder, you're a little angry, that's going to bring it out, you know? And, but like I said, the best, if my kid is getting bullied, I wouldn't even wait. I'd get him into freestyle wrestling and Muay Thai or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's what I would do.
Okay.
I mean, I would do it. It'd be part of his repertoire.
Hey,
so.
Look, let me tell you something. Discipline and fighting and learning how to defend yourself is a part of the discipline idea. You know what I mean? Making sure that they have those resources so when they move about, they are able to respond correctly, no matter if it's good or bad. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I think self-preservation of self is good. Well, one thing black people got to start doing, start suing the school and suing the parents. See, that's the only way they're going to stop. Yeah, you're going to have to bust their head open to the white meat till they bleed. Yes, but you got to start suing. If they're rich, go for their generational wealth and their portfolios. Mm. If they dirt poor, go for their food stamps, their Section 8. You want the dirt around the casket and the magazine off their body. And you want the spirit and the soul, too. If it's not white, sue like you're white. If you want to be hungry, sue like a money-hungry Jew. Because don't nobody like nobody effing up their money. So sue the school, sue the parents. Because for some reason, we as black folks, we never want to sue. We want to fight. Now, fighting is good, but hit them in their pocketbooks. They don't have no problem hitting us. And you don't care if they don't. You don't care if they suffer. You don't care if they can't eat. You don't care if they can't pay their rent, nor feed their kids. Sue like a Jew. That's why they got their power where they is now. Hell, think about it. They have one of the biggest slave trading companies in Virginia, and they still get their respect because they got their skin color and hair. Sued like a Jew. I bet you them kids won't touch you no more when mama out there and the daddy out there in brown paper bags because you sue for the drawers and panties too. And you want the crust between their toenails. You want everything. Goodbye. And the toilet paper and whatever come out. You want everything. Hungry. Have a good day. I smell dookie.
Oh, wow.
One law, one rule, one standard.
That's why I say, like, you know, it get tricky. And bullying is a huge issue. And like I said, we thank God for JB Fresh coming through. Dad's on duty, encouraging men to come through the schools and, you know, be a participant. It's a program through NPS, Dad's on Duty. Y'all can look it up if y'all didn't get the information earlier. And like I said, it's one of those things where we got to start being more hands-on when it comes to the youth. We got to, once again, Saturday, May 3rd, 2025 at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., 2153 North Martin Luther King Drive. This is something that if you can make it out to, I would recommend that you get and be a part of what we're doing out here. Salute to all the brothers and sisters on the front lines that's out here trying to make the sacrifice. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Accept it. Time to send the hood a message. We lose the innocent lives. The block is getting hectic. We gotta correct it. Put ourselves in check. Cause in the streets, ain't no telling who gon' be next. It's people dying. Senseless violence gotta stop. Some of you cats acting worse than the cops when the shots go pop pop.
Now, Truth Nation, you already know I'm excited when we talk about our friends at Cousin Subs. I've been waiting for this one. It's party time at Cousin Subs, and for a limited time only, Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether it's for the big game, family gathering, a work celebration, cousin's 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store or online, or hit up the app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Joining me on the lines is advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Hey, look, we got a lot to talk about. Also, we got an update. They're saying out of Florida, 2 people killed, 5 people injured in a shooting that happened today on the campus. I'll tell you this. Yeah. There's a lot going on. Also, Carmelo Anthony's family spoke for the first time to the public to dispel a lot of the misinformation that was out there about the family
using the
GoFundMe. Come to find out, the fundraising idea that they had, it wasn't GoFundMe.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is
it was a give, send, go.
Come to find out, TMZ is reporting that none of that money was touched.
It haven't even been touched yet. So, again, but you see the criminalization, the ideology of, you know, one, that this family, you know, would mishandle, you know, the funds on top of how they, you know, already criminalized him and the family, the lies that was being told prior to about, again, another broken so-called, you know, black home, which all of it was absolute garbage, absolute lies. And again, the family did speak out, and it's sad that they had to speak out. However, I thought it was powerful for them to speak out so, you know, people can get a picture, because a picture speaks 1,000 words. And I'm glad that they did get out and say that. And from what I'm learning or I knew from the jump was that, you know, this wasn't a poor family. This was a well-to-do family. Mother's educated, father's educated, you know, the total opposite of what the image that they tried to put out there, which, like I said, demonized, criminalized, and dehumanized this family and his background. And again, another stereotype has been outed, you know, mm-hmm. lies, lies, and more lies. And the truth, we won't rest until the truth is actually shown. But again, it just, again, goes to show why people don't tap into the mainstream medias. Salute again to all the black grassroots medias who are clearly on top of this like they was the election. And clearly they're telling the truth. A lot of those outlets, especially in Texas, did a lot of misinformation. And I'm not surprised because, like I said, you know, we seen with the election how that works. The propaganda that comes behind that, how they had us believing Kamala Harris was winning on all fronts and she won on none. But the reality is it's time for those of us who are tapped into the black grassroots media, for us to uplift them and put them in heavy rotation, because they're really doing the real journalism work and making sure that the truth is getting out.
And also, we're getting an update right now. We're getting an update right now on the situation that's going on at FSU, that the shooter is the son of a sheriff's deputy. They're also saying that 2 people that were, unalived were not students. So these are things that are coming across the screen right now while I'm live on the air. And once again, my condolences to everybody that's been affected negatively from the stories that we've been talking about with what's going on at Florida, what's going on in Florida right now, and with the Carmelo Anthony situation, the Metcalf family, both families facing difficulty right now. And when you talk about these situations that are right now on top of the community, and we're talking about things, how we move forward, once again, it's a lot to consume. But the mainstream media, the narratives that they put out here, many times you got to wait and fall back and see what's truly going on and get to the real information. I'll say this, it's just so much going on right now that we got to start checking in with each other and family members and those that are out here, you know, because there is a lot. Any day things can happen. A lot of times we don't realize or think that it would happen until it happens. And so that's why I always promote that, hey, we got to do our part. Everybody do a little. Nobody got to do a lot. But I'm seeing right now that they're saying that the shooter is the son of a sheriff deputy with the shooting that happened in Florida on the FSU campus. And I would, that's a lot. That's a lot to see.
It is a lot. But at the same time, you know, again, we have to make sure that we're being vigilant and we understanding the narrative that's being pushed and how every day all of the stereotypical things are being dispelled. You know, one thing that I'm noticing, you know, in the social media platforms, like I said, you know, the racist ideologies and everything is at an all-time high. I mean, the energy is at an all-time high. I'm currently at the Cancer Center at Frater. And when I tell you, I've never seen so many people who are fighting or battling terminal cancer, and some of the energies are just not good, you know? I mean, the attitudes that individuals are carrying. So I would just, you know, advise Truth Nation to know that demon time is a real thing, that a lot of times you're being approached with these negative entities, and they're trying to test your patience. They're trying to get you to jump off, you know, your righteous throne to come amongst the wicked. And I would just say, you know, go high. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, like I said, it's a pivotal time, and you might not understand the plot, but this is why I always say you have to prepare yourself when you're even inside your house, because you don't know, you know, one of the kids that ran into somebody, they got an attitude. Again, negative energy, it spreads just like positive energy does. And you have to just make sure that you're not allowing certain energies to get on you and control your day and the energies that surrounds you. The positivity is right out here as well. But again, the goal is to get you distracted, get you to choose wrong because they see you doing right. You know, so the reality for me is just know that don't take it personal. Again, whatever that person going through, a lot, God bless them and keep it moving, you know, unless, again, you're put in a situation where you have to protect yourself, and by all means, you have a right to protect your life by any means necessary, whatever that looks like. But in reality, you can always disengage.
And Liz, I want to take a pause because we got live video of what's going on in Florida.
Okay.
They break in news right now where they're saying that the shooter was the son of a sheriff deputy. Let's listen.
Eichner has been with the Leon County Sheriff's Office for over 18 years. She has a tremendous job that she's done. Her service to this community has been exceptional. Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene. And we will continue that investigation into how that weapon was used and what other weapons perhaps he may have had access to. The alleged shooter was also a long-standing member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office Citizen Advisory or Youth Advisory Council. So he has been steeped in the Leon County Sheriff's Office family, engaged in a number of training programs that we have. So it's not a surprise to us that he had access to weapons. This event is tragic in more ways than you people in the audience could ever fathom from a law enforcement perspective.
Wow.
But I will tell you this. We will make sure that we do everything we can to prosecute and make sure that we send a message to folks that this will never be tolerated here in Leon County, and I dare say across this state.
Oh, wow.
And across this nation.
Elizabeth Brown, here we go. Another situation where, you know, where this happened in the
let's see the narrative, though.
The sheriff house. Where the son
with an individual who was trained, okay,
both.
Who was trained,
like they
who's
was
been
both
around,
trained.
Absolutely, absolutely. But again, like I said, we shall see with the narrative because again, it's not sounding like oh, this was a cold-blooded murderer. This was a thug. This was, you know, I'm not getting any of that, you know. So the reality is, like I said, I want to see if it's handled. Like we know for facts when JS Online came in to your show and like he stated, you know, when the children get access to their parents' guns and how they are given felonies and things like that.
Right.
Let's see what the responses are, because like I said, right now it's I don't hear the brutality,
the criminalization of the young man.
Act.
Yeah. But they said they was going to prosecute him to the full extent of the law. I guess he said that. But I want to see the narrative as this story unfold. Like I said, we just had a six-year-old in the city of Milwaukee that was, you know, that lost his life due to what they say that the family mishandled the gun.
And almost everybody was locked up. So again, they stated that she's the mother. So they didn't say anything about the single family home and that he's a thug and a savage and you know it was cold blooded, you know, murder. None of those ideologies.
Well,
we're
gonna
get
when we come back tomorrow, we're gonna see.
It's unfolding.
Well, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
So many dead. When them cats get to popping, they aiming for your head. Holler when I come through. Better break bread every time I watch the news. Another brother dead, hungry out here in the streets. I became a beast, high unemployment rates. And we gotta eat, riding through them blocks. Shots ring out, little kids getting shot, sitting in the house. They told me that the grind was gritty.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown, there was a lot going on the show today. Let me get your final thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, as always, King, you know, right now it's the time is dire for us to vibrate as high as we possibly can. Continue to, you know, stay prayed up and like you stated, check on your people and for us to check on each other and make sure that we're being about the positive actions, that we're being about the righteousness, that we're uplifting, we're empowering people in our community and ourselves and doing the self-care that we need to do and finding peace in our own hearts, even though the world seemed to be chaotic. And sometimes it seems like where all our works is going unnoticed. Just know, like I said, we're on the winning end. We're on the right side of history. Things are not going to feel good, but they will be good as long as we continue to do the work and be about that action.
Also, Elizabeth Brown, I'm seeing that the Collin County District Judge, Angela Tucker, she had to put her ex account to private. She's the one that reduced the bond for Carmelo Anthony from $1 million to $250,000 on Monday, but she's getting threats as well. The judge.
Not only is she getting threatened, they put her address out.
Oh, wow.
In the public, just like they did Carmelo Anthony's family. And again, she's a Republican. Majority of the people voted for her. We also have to make sure that we understand that the threats that she's receiving, I'm talking about she had to get extra security. The FBI is looking into it. But the sad reality is that no matter if you're doing, even when you're doing your job right, you know, because again, we know that he shouldn't have been at $1 million anyway. However, she is being threatened and they're taking precaution with that. But 9 times out of 10, she's going to have to move because it's a predominantly white area and they're not happy about it. They're
also, before we go, we got the poll. Did the ladies really go to space? 54% said no. And 45% said yes. Do you think they went into space, Elizabeth Brown, the women's group?
Yes. I think they did.
All right. Well, all right. Thank you for being on the front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do. And I appreciate you for being on the front lines as well. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, one love, King.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toya from Waterfall Green. Don't know it's me. Go, let's get it.
All right, look, Truth Nation. Look, join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, Dr. Ken Harris, up next. You never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. In times it's hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.